With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Wisconsin regulators are forging ahead with regulations to prioritize and prorate payments for wolf attacks on livestock and dogs. The Wisconsin Natural Resources Board approved the move last week. Danielle Kading reports as part of the Wisconsin News Collaborative.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources says the agency may not have enough money to pay all wolf damage claims. Payments are made through the state's Endangered Resources Program when the animal is listed as an endangered species. The DNR's Drew Feldkirchner says claims have increased over time and revenues haven't kept pace.
Between 2015 and 2025, 8 of the 10 highest years occurred during those times for claims.
He says higher claims means less money for work to protect at-risk species. Some people urged the DNR to prioritize payments for farmers over hunters. The Wisconsin Bear Hunters Association urged the board to reject the rule, saying those who experience losses should be paid in full. The lack of funding is tied in part to a shortfall in the state's Fish and Wildlife account, which is projected to see a decline in federal funding. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.
This story comes from the Wisconsin News Collaborative, a partnership of public radio stations including WPR, WUWM in Milwaukee, and WXPR. Crandon will share in money being distributed under the Community Development Block Grant Public Facilities Program. $1 million will be provided to Crandon for street and utilities infrastructure improvement. That's part of nearly $20 million being distributed for infrastructure projects in 20 communities across the state. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers says the Trump administration has proposed eliminating the program in next year's budget. Evers says it's imperative Congress ensure the funds stay in the budget. Meat processors are needed to help get venison to hungry people. The Wisconsin DNR encourages both hunters and meat processors to participate in the DNR's Deer Donation Program. The program helps stock food pantries and supports residents in need throughout the state. Since the program began in 2000, hunters have donated over 100,000 deer, which were processed into over 4 million pounds of ground venison. The DNR is increasing the reimbursement rate for meat processors that accept deer donations through the program. From now on, meat processors will be reimbursed $125 per deer or $135 per deer if CWD testing was required. A disruption in federal funding could have an outsized impact on rural and small communities across Wisconsin. That warning from the Metropolitan Milwaukee Fair Housing Council. Judith Ruiz Branch reports.
The council provides services statewide and says rural areas face unique fair housing challenges, but they often have fewer resources to address them. CEO Erica Sanders says older housing stock in these areas create additional challenges for people with disabilities who need accessibility modifications.
People have the perception that rural communities are all white and therefore race discrimination doesn't happen in those communities, but that's absolutely untrue, especially in areas where Hmong refugees have settled, especially where migrant workers have settled.
The council is awaiting its third year of grant funding from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development that was supposed to begin in July. Federal grants account for about 40% of its annual revenue. Sanders says the delay could undermine its ability to investigate discrimination. Meanwhile, federal officials say recent rule changes aim to improve transparency, accountability, and oversight for federally funded grants. Fair housing groups are legally challenging the proposed overhaul. The council is the only private fair housing organization in Wisconsin and the only one conducting housing discrimination tests. Sanders underscores that government agencies cannot easily replace their services. Yet she notes HUD's also made organizations that recently received enforcement grants ineligible to apply for the next round of funding.
I and many others in the fair housing movement are left to wonder if this is not an ideologically driven way to diminish private civil rights enforcement and to, frankly, draw back the power of civil rights law in this country.
The council handles about 250 complaints a year, but Sanders stresses that number doesn't tell the whole story, as these instances are vastly underreported, especially in tight housing markets like this one. The Office of Management and Budget says the proposed changes reflect the Trump administration's commitment to ensuring American tax dollars are ultimately used to serve the needs of the American public. I'm Judith Ruiz Branch reporting.
Wisconsin hospitals charge nearly 26% more for inpatient services than similar health systems in Illinois. Wisconsin Public Radio reports the finding in a new report from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Center for Research on the Wisconsin Economy. The study uses pricing data reported by commercial health insurance companies and hospitals. It compares negotiated rates for common inpatient services at acute care hospitals across 20 distinct health systems in each state. Christian Moran, Senior Vice President of Finance and Payment for the Wisconsin Hospital Association, said the study looks at a limited number of inpatient services from less than half of the state's hospitals and reported by two insurers. He said the study fails to examine other factors driving up the price of care. Alfalfa sprouts have been linked to foodborne illness in Wisconsin and Minnesota. Health officials are warning against eating the sprouts produced by Everything Sprouts. They are sold under the Calco and Everything Sprouts brands. Officials are working to identify the contamination source. Officials report 23 people in Minnesota have fallen ill with E. coli or Salmonella, and two were hospitalized. One person had both bacteria. Three different strains of E. coli are involved. Wisconsin investigators identified 18 additional cases. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.